Simen nun alle sieb sein. Zorich lechaven beposig peiseach es yodecho. One should be machaven, and the kavon is the translation of this posig. Ve'im loy kivain, and if he wasn't machaven, zorich lanze ala omroi pamacheres. He should say it again, that he should, they should be machaven to understand what he is saying. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. צריך לכוון שעיקר מה שקבו לאמר תהילה לדוד. The reason why we say תהילה לדוד in פסוקה דזמרה, the reason is בכל יום, we say it each day, בשביל עושה פוסק, because of that פוסק. שמזכיר בוי, what is unique about this פוסק, שבוחי של הקדש ברוך הוא. This pasuk tells us the praise of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Shehu Mashgiach al Briyosav. The Rabbeinu Shalom is aware and taking care of all the Nivroim, Umafarnesom, and he gives them Panosa, Masbiyah Lechol Chai Rotzai. Zamerdik Etzlach, the Tzlach says that a person can we find a chai is a tzaddik. He says a person can have very difficult times. Rab Chanina ben Doisa had a kav charuvim me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos, v'day loy b'kav charuvim me'erev Shabbos, and he was satisfied with that. So that means the Rabbeinu Shalom also gives the satisfaction. If it is destined that a person should have a difficult matzah, but the Rabbi Shalom gives the satisfaction that one could be satisfied whatever matzah the Rabbi Shalom wants he should be. But Al Kaponim, this pasuk tells us the hashkocha of the Rabbi Shalom that God here the Dirshu brings down from the Rabbeinu Bechai said that the purpose of Psuki de Zimro Bechlau, and this posik is Beprat, Sheyakir Ktsas Mechazdei HaBoyre, he should a little bit be able to recognize the Chasadim of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, O Ktsas Migdulosai, and therefore, Vayidei Zayiya Choreit Al Dvar Hashem Yishma Atzmi Menachet. That means if we say it is the Rabbeinu Shalom that's giving the panosa, it's not he himself that can take care of himself. Everything is through the Rabbeinu Shalom, so therefore this will give him a zehiris to do Ratzon Hashem. So that is a mechuvin in being mechuvin what I'm saying in this posse. What is, if he said it without kavone, tam acheres, he should say it again. Ayin b'chayonim shehevi b'shem ha-levush, shesorech loimah miposik peiseach atsoif ha-mizmer keseida. That means, let's say, tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rocha b'chosit b'chol ma'isam, then he reminds himself, it is not say peiseach es yedecha b'ut kavone, so he goes back to Pesach es Yodecho, and then he continues, Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rocho. That's what the Hayodim says. V'im loy nizkar at shekvar omar mizmoirem acherem. What if he didn't remind himself that he did not say b'kavon Pesach es Yodecho, v'ein loy shuhus larzer, mikom bokim yoyma acher atfilet. So on this psak of the Mishnah Berurah, I just would like to say over the way there are different, I found them how to learn this Mishnah Berurah. I'd like to say over the way the Tshuvas van Hoge says pshat, and the Binkum Chaim Kanievsky also pshat. The Mishnah Berurah holds like this, that it is preferable that one should say Pesach es yodecha masbiya lechol chayrotzin, and he should continue to the end of the capital. That's what he should do. If he reminded himself, he finished the halalukos, so he should say there Pesach es yodecha till the end of the halalukos. Now, what is, if he'll say that he will not be capable of the davening tefillah b'tzibur? So the Mishnah Berurah says that he should say it after Shemoneh Esrei, Pesach Shodecha, and the Chubis Van Hoggis says, but if he kechap arayin this pasuk alone without ending it, it would zichah be preferable to say this in Psukei Dezimra, because the whole Psukei Dezimra is based on this pasuk. So if one can say this pasuk alone, and before Yishtabach, it's zichah preferable. If he couldn't do it, then he should say after Shemoneh Esrei, B'seichet Shodecha. There are chiluki days, others hold that he could, it's sufficient if he's mechaven by the second Ashrei, or by the third Ashrei, we say three times Ashrei, Mishaburu would seem he should say the Pesach Shedecha from the first Ashrei after Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, so now let's go further. Hagor, let's see further the Gemo. Va'omrim posuk v'anachnu nevorech ko acha tehilo ledavid. Now, that means if a person looks in Tillim, anachnu nevorech ko, not, the capital ends before that. Anachnu nevorech ko is a different posuk, which we say after Ashrei. So we have to understand, here the Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain why we say this, but the Beis Yosef explains this. That means Chazal tell us that Kol Ha'omer Ashrei Shloisha Pomim Bayom is a Muftach Shehu Tiza Ben Olam Haba. So therefore, after we say Ashrei, we say Ba'anachnu Nevorech Ko Me'ata Ba'ad Olam. That means now we, by saying Ba'ashrei, we are ensuring ourselves that we'll be Ben Olam Haba. So therefore, after Ashrei, whenever we say Ashrei, we say this, oh, now we have a ticket to Olam Haba, Navach v'nachnu nevorech ko me'ata v'adoy lom haleluka. Okay, that's pshat in the Gemara. Yeah, the Kaivlin posted kol ha'neshama tahaleluka, l'fi shu soif psukei dezimra. We say this posted twice. V'chaim posik Hashem yimloich lo'ilam bo'ed. In Shira, we also say it twice. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lo'ilam bo'ed, b'shem ha'ri kosmo shesh lo'ima. By the Shira, we say Hashem yimloich lo'ilam bo'ed two times. So the Rizal says shesh lo'ima gam kein talgam posik said, dain yishnayim yoyim emikro ve'echo talgam. So it says twice the pasuk Hashem Yimloch Nevod Hashem Mochusei Koyim Lol Malom Miyamayim. V'sheyesh Loimar. So from the Gemara would seem that we end. That's the end of the Shire. The Arizal said you should say further Kivos Sus Paroi Shegam Par Shazu Meikar Shire. That's the Shitas Arizal. V'sheim Agro Kosvu Shaloi Loimar Kivos Sus Paroi. That seems the Gemara also held like that. Miko Moicho, now we're talking about in the Shire, we say, Miko Moicho Me'elem Hashem, Miko Moicho Nedo Bakedish, Miko Moicho, Miko Moicho Me'elem Hashem, Miko Moicho Nedo Bakedish. Now, so Miko Moicho, so the first mika moicha tinyono hakof tegusha. The kof is with a dogish. So we say mika moicha ba'elim Hashem mika moicha. Avo mika moicha kama v'chein koas moisei temarna mika moicha hakof refuya. Now let us explain for 1 minute what's pshat in this. We have a klal. If you have a teva ends with a yud, so the next word that's next to it is refuya. That's why you say micha moicha. Micha moicha. That's why Micha Moicha Beilam Hashem. Or we say, Kol Kots Moisei, Teimal Hashem Micha Moicha. So Pidigduk, one should say Micha Moicha. But it is very interesting, the second we say Micha Moicha. Now what is pshat in this? So we learn this, we don't understand. But it's very interesting. Chazal, the Beis Yosef brings down the reason for this is, Chazal tell us that Bishas Kriyas Yamsov, Micha went with, Micha had a pestle in Avodah Zarah, and in Bishas Kriyas Yamsov, Micha was going in the Yam. That means, Eden saw Mordechai Gigluyim, Zakeli, Vanveyu, and this Micha was going, this Micha was going in the Yam with his Avodah Zarah, and maybe it's Kedai for 1 minute to elaborate a little about the smicha. Chazal tell us from the Masechta Sanhedrin that when the shibbutz started getting very, very difficult and the Yidden could not produce enough bricks, so whoever could not have a brick, they took a child and put the child in the place of the bricks, and they were squished and killed. Now, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw this, and he said, "Lama reyosu, lama zeh shlachton." He saw this torturous way of killing the Rabban Shom told him, "There's a cheshbon for it. Don't worry. But if you want, you can take out one child. And you'll see what's going to happen." No. So Moshe Rabbeinu took out this one child. He took out one child. This child was Micha. This child was Micha. Now, what a task this Micha was, we can see from two things. One thing we can see, that when they went through the Yams of this Micha, he had an Avodah Zarah. He wasn't a spoil from Kriyas Yams. He had an Avodah Zarah with him, number one. Number two, he was the one that threw in Hashem when they made the Egel and made the Egel talk, and the whole that what Klal Yisrael was nishul in the Chet of Egel, this is Yashakech to Micha. This was the second thing this Micha did. And later, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so he opened up a base of Avodah Zarah near the Mishkan, and Chazal tell us the smoke used to come out from the Karbonis, and the smoke came out from his Karbonis also to Avodah Zarah, and even when Moshe. Because of that, I think 20,000 Yidden were killed by Pelegish Pegida because they weren't Moshe. So this was the Rachmanis of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe told him, don't worry, this is a cheshbon. He took out, this was the smicha. But let's Al Kaponim, so now we know a little bit who the smicha was. Al Kaponim, so the reason not to say the second time Micha Moicha, which I'll be thinking that would be good, because, let's say, we said, Micha Moicha Ba'elim Hashem Micha. If the second one would be Micha Moicha, so we're saying Hashem Micha, so somehow we're combining Hashem with Micha, so therefore, B'davke, we say Micha Moicha. So the second, that's Pshat over here. Micha Moicha Tinyona, that's right near the Shem, Hashem Micha. So Tinyona Kaf Atkof the Gusha. So we make it to make sure that doesn't sound like Micha. Avla Micha Moicha Kama Vechikol, that's Moishe Tamana Shemicha Moicha Kaf Gafui. Amzuga Ota Gimel the Gusha, else to be a Mashmois of Giul. That's why it's the Gusha. Yidmo Kaoven Akof the Gusha. Or else it could sound like Yidmucha Oven. Yesh lahavsig bein mayim u bein adirim shadirim koi al mitzroyim. That adirim is not going on the mayim. The mayim, in the mayim fell adirim. Now it says, v'yemer shiras hayom besimcha. A person should say the Shir Siyam Besimcha, Vidame Bedata, he should think, he should imagine, כאילו באויסוי היום עובר ביום. You should imagine how the feelings were of Klal Yisrael. They were being chased by the Mitzrayim. There was mamish, they were helpless. There was no Eitza what to do. And then the Yam split, and they were able to go through the Yam, and the Mitzrayim got killed. So how great was their simcha? V'yidame b'dat ha'kil b'yisei, that kilu, he witnessed this. V'oimer b'simcha mo'ichlen lo'y avaynoysav. And here the Dirshu brings down from the Sefer Charedim that a person, whatever he's mishtadol, it's gewaldike revochim, gewaldike prophets. He brings from the Sefer Charedim, a person should be mishtadol from the Yosha Hashem, Asayfa Hashir Asiyom, b'simche. He should be b'simche, k'ma yisham b'nei Yisro, b'shas kri yisyamsev. V'hu me'advorim ha'mechaprim b'li Sigov Ubali Inui. That means a person would realize that who doesn't have Averis. And by saying this and like this, the Averis, in order to get rid of Averis, the Yisurim and Inuyim, which a person has to go through, with saying Shira Sayom B'Simcha, one can get away with a Gevalt. So it's Zicher Kedai to be Mishtadol. To, and every Yishtadlus accomplishes a lot. So Mamela, that's what he's saying, that a person should imagine Ki Ilu, he was then there, Bishas Kriyas Yamsuf, and he should try to by imagining this, to say it, B'simche, and Moichon Loi Avinoisa, which is a Moira de Kerevach. Now let us see further. Before Yishtabach, or Kibosus Paroi, we hear before others say that they're over Kibosus Paroi. But it's a Moira de Kezach, it's a Moira de Kezach, that what one can accomplish through this, that means all the Yisurim, and Yisurim B'lechei P'lei, all the Yisurim, all the Poronius, a person can be Zoichet, that they'll all be erased and avoided by saying Shira Sayom B'Simcha. Yeah. Now let us see the Rambam further. V'nogu lama yikshem in Baruch Sha'oma v'yivorov tovid v'yishtabach. Now the Rambam brings down a minik that we stand by these three mekaymes. Yikshem in Baruch Sha'oma Mashme b'veishoysev d'bishabes nochin gam keilamik shoimrim haposet Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch v'chein kosav hamogin avrom b'shem eimek broche. Now let us just say what we're talking about. We say before Bor Shoma Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech. We say this, and so it seems they did not say it during the week, or they were too tall that they cannot stand to say it. About Kaponim Shabbos, it's Nochin, and we say it during the week, and we said this is a time to say it. When we say Hashem, the right people, Baruch Shoma, we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech, Hashem Molech, because of it, B'Shem Ari, Shatsiba Hoyoim, Hashem Melech, Hoyoim, Yidimom, Afshu, Leigil, Hashem, even if it wasn't up to them, but they said, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, this is the Hashem Melech, before Baruch Shoma, they stood up. By Yevorech David, he's also the one who needs to stand, Ad Sheyma Atu Hashem Melechim. Harizal Ksha'oma Va'ato Moshe Bakil, Nosan Tzedoke Me'umet. Siv Ches, Ein Oimrim Az Mirais B'merutze Ki'im B'nachas. One should not fly through the Psuki de Zimre, it should not be said quickly, ki im benachas, it should be said slowly. B'merutze, so the Mishibur says, v'yedalek shum teivo, we should not skip any word, v'lo yavliyem, we shouldn't swallow the words, ele yoytzi mipi, we should say each word, ki ilu moine mois, as if he's counting money. When he counts money, he doesn't, he's careful to make sure he's counting it properly. Yet, now, a gavuche, this is a shrek, but the dirshu brings down a prima godem, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Mishnah Berurah later, we say, one should say, he should not say it quickly, psuki de zimra. So what is called quickly? So we have different asagas of quickly, but he brings the prima godem Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it should be said 30 minutes. That's the proper, that's why I was right. Why I was right, yeah. So, Prima Godem, Shulchan Aruch HaRav.
So because one was in the discussion of the Pesukim?
What do you say, the Haidu, what do you say, the Haidu in the Pesukim, the Zimba, Pesach Nish. I don't know, but Al Kaponim, from this we can see the Gvaldik Cheshivis. What? Not only. It's a Hachone for Shemayna Esrei, and it's... Al Kaponim, it's Moedik Kedai to know. It's for two reasons. Number one, not to complain if they're going too slow. That's for sure. That means Al Kaponim, but Al Kaponim, that's... Listen. No. That's right. That's in the highway. We can't. The Davening is not a highway. Not as a highway. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now we know the Agavucha, there's a Merdik Balatanya. The Balatanya writes that he writes this Hasidim, he writes that Bishum Oisin, he should not let a Balabos daven during the week. He says the Balabatim are busy, they have to go to work. Don't let them daven for the Omid. Shabbos they can daven for the Omid. During the week, Bishum Oifan, they shouldn't down because they go too quick. Yeah. They have to go to the Melacha, so they daven fast, so the whole Tzibur is suffering because of them. So he writes, Bishum Oifan, you shouldn't let them daven. No, he's talking about those, what? Okay. Sometimes the reason they daven for Shabbos is to make this man Krishna. It matters. Okay, it matters. That is a cheshbon. Could be that's a cheshbon to daven. Did I mean the Krishna to be his Krishna? What?
That ends after
Shema.
Doesn't go to be
prayer. No, we're talking about Pesukim de Zimra.
No, he's talking about
all that. No, okay, we're not talking about that. Okay. Right, Now, Kosav. The Kosav Rabbi Yudah Chosin. Mishmeina Melubish Eitev. A person doesn't have proper warm clothing. Yispalo bebeisei b'chayrif menachas, so he should daven home, so he'll be able to daven properly. B'tzorach iin l'kamasim b'bev sh'loitzvom b'shimachas makar ein yoch l'chav gam b'tzor sh'etcheskalo yishu should daven home, he should be able to daven properly. Sivtes, mizmo l'soido yesh l'omro b'negine. One should say it with a nigin, shekol ha-shirei sasidei slibot ul-chutz mi-mizma l-soide. Exactly, the nigin, it seems there was a mesoire, how to say mizma l-soide, which would have an enu. I don't know what the nigin was. Hagor ve-naimri mizma l-soide b'shabes. Now the reason is, a toide is a very choshev korban. That means because it's brought to bring thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Abo Tzrichim Lohidois. So it's a very choshev korban, but it's a korban yochid, so it's not teicha Shabbos. Be'naim remizmo soide b'Shabbos v'yomtev, because it's not teicha Shabbos v'yomtev. I be made Pesach, or you don't say it on Pesach, I'll make Pesach, you also don't say it. Shein teide kreivu behem, because there was the teide had lachmei chometz, so you couldn't bring it in Pesach. Bishem Chometz. V'loi be'erev Pesach. They didn't bring it erev Pesach because even though you could be makriv it before this man is a Chometz, but by bringing it erev Pesach, you're being memayit this man achile, which can only eat the Chometz to Chomeshois or Abashois. So memayla, so one does not bring a korban, which but it bringing it as man that will not have the complete time to eat the korban. So that's why we don't same as Musay Erev Pesach, when it comes in Tavchov Tesla, Erev Yom Kippur, the same thing, because we'll not have time to eat the toide. So Balaylo, like this is man, Achilles, the Achilles Toide Jem Balaylo at Chatzoy, Svayla Kamasim at Tardal, Chaynogim at Dinisaylo. Zog the Mishnah Blua. B'Shabes v'yomtev shein toido kreivo oz. They didn't bring, because they called him Yochid. Yesh mekoy mishayim emizmo lesoide v'roi shashan v'yem ha-kipur b'shem zuchsiv boi horiyu la'ashem kol ha-oretz. Seinu en eminig lomboi. B'shem chomitz, ki batoide tzichim lo v'yasor alach mechomitz. Kam b'arav Pesach reyuchayim lo v'itoide, even though Chometz is muta, Shem lo yuchu lo'ochle yatzman yisro chometz v'yitzalcho l'sofa. So you're bringing a korban which will not be able to be eaten properly and will have to burn. V'osaligroim l'kotchim sh'yavoy l'idei s'reifa. So to bring a korban which in a zman that there's a probability that it will have to be burned because you don't have too much time to eat it, you're not allowed to bring a korban. Mitam ze gam kele berav yema kipurim, midnei shamayit zman achilos, mabiyo lidei psu. Mitam ze gam kele, ander gloime b'chol yem parshis ha-kabonis, others who say the parshi yois ha-sheyochim le-yochit, lo yema berav yema kipurim, they mabiyo noisam berav yema kipurim, kem beitoide, zulas parshis ha-le-yocholim, because it was not eaten. Poim remiz mosayde gam b'erev tishabov, v'tishabov, we hope, mirso shem, yibona b'esam ikto shem, we'll be able to be nikrav. En l'dalg b'yontav aposag mizma shul yama shabbos, kam yontav nikra shabbos. That's, yeah. Let's go further. Sifnun b'es. In bor l'b'es ha-knesses, a person came to the shul, u'motza tzibur b'soif, now he finds the tzibur, seen the mishbu was speaking about at the time of Puram, the his tefillin, they'll be by the end of Pesukei Dezimra, and we want him to be able to daven Shmeina Esrei im tzibur. And if he's going to say Pesukei Dezimra and not being medalig, so he won't make tefillah b'tzibur. So what should he do? Ayma bor she'omar ad ma'ulah batish boches, v'achar kach tehilo le'david ad ma'ata v'adoylam halleluka, v'achar kach he says two hallelukas, hallelu es Hashem in Hashamayim, hallelu ne'ifom k'voy v'halleluka, v'achar kach hallelu keil b'kotshei ad keil ne'ishom atahal elko, and then v'achar kach yishtabach. It's not the first, no, it's the middle one. Yeah, okay, look, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Im bo aval chatchila, so that's why the Mechaber said, im bo, if he came. What's the if? If it happened. Aval chatchila roi lovi lebeis ha-knesses ba-ashkome, one should come early. Kedei shlo yitzarech ledalek. He should not have to skip over. Ki kosvu hasforim, shamagid hizr lebeis Yosef, Lovei lebeis haknesses bashkome kedei sheyuchal lispalo kaseida voloi bedilok. Now, let's just say there's a sefer Magid Meshorim. The sefer Magid Meshorim we have is a very interesting sefer. The Beis Yosef had a malach that came to him every day and lived with him. He told him different things. So upon him, so we had like a direct line from the Shemayim. A malach was informing him the things he did wrong, what he should do better, and it's murdering. So the Magid told him, you have to come in time for davening, because if you skip, so what you mahapach hatzinoiris, that means there are pipes mina shamayim laoris that bring the shefa, which brings the brocha, which brings the parnosa, but these pipes are regulated if the zmiris are all set, and then they are all set, then the pipes work. But if you're going to go and skip things, so then you mahapach hatzinoiris. So that means the shefa, the broche, which you could have received from the Pesukim de Zimre, you lost. So Memele, so that's why, so it's worthwhile to invest, to wake up earlier and not to skip the Pesukim de Zimre. The Sheyuchel is Paul Kaseidah, but I don't care, Isa came up a Hatsi Neiris. But how they anshe maise noye gim rabbi, this is what you just said over now, lispalo kaseidah mitamze, that it's worthwhile not to skip anything, afilo micha rovi lebeis haknesses, because of this is azoya, and that you mahapach the tzinoyes. Ava b'tshuvas chacham tzvi simin lamedlov kosav, shema she kosav b'seifa chazoyo shiesh lispalo lala seida, haynu kshayna mispalo lima tzibah. He says, that is true, that if one is davening b'chidis, there's no shayla of missing tvila b'tzibah, so that's zincher, that the psuki tzima ala seida brings that the brocha should come k'seida. Avol im icha lovi lebeis haknesses obo shehat kshetzibur mispalolim. So now we have to weigh our options. There are two options. If he'll skip his mahapach netzunayus, which is true, but he'll be able to acquire tefillah betzibur. If he won't skip, he'll lose tefillah betzibur. So now we have to weigh the two options. Is kuli ame moide di yedale kedei lispalo b'tzibo. So the Chacham Tzvi says, then everyone holds that it is kedai, that means you have to take the less of the two evils. That's right, both are not, it's not lechatchile. But to lose tvila b'tzibo is worse than to be medale. V'chein posa kepri chodesh b'simino. Va'afilu mishe nirogu lispalu metzibu betmidus. Afilu a person who he doesn't daven too often betzibu. Sheine maskim kolkach. Mikol mokim. Im ira loy eze pam. Shebo lebeis haknesis amotza letzibu v'soy psuki tizimu. So now he has an opportunity. It's a very rare opportunity. But now he has an opportunity for himself to daven tefila betzibu. Yaseh k'moyshe kosev b'shulchan orach. He should do what the Shulchan Orach said, and t'chapara in tefillah b'tzibur, because tefillah b'tzibur is more choshev than the psuki d'zim k'seide. Da'al kaponim yesh loy liskois b'pam zele ispalu l'mitzibur. Chapara in, but this time you should daven b'tzibur, v'ayim b'shari tshuve, but that the davkim yuchalei mal kaponim boch shomer v'ashriv yishtabach. The kaponim, he can have a minimum psuki de zimre. By mishkisavnu l'kamon b'shem ha-mishkin yishyakev. And there b'soy psuki de zimre, ratzulei ma'achashin yichtzulu na'aloi shiyom gemetzibim b'soy psuki de zimre. Yeah, v'ayim b'chayonim shekosad nimisach alovoi. Yira al kaponim leim akainim sheyaschol ispalo birchas al metilas yedai. Because Bichl Tushadayim was Nitzken for davening, and if you won't say it now, you won't say it ever. The Lekai Nishome, because there's a Shaila, could be Lechaya Mason, is if you say Mechaya Mason, Mishmoyne Esra, you lose the Lekai Nishome. Or Bichl Tushadayim. This he should make sure to say before. Ilafochi das Bichodish, but Lekai Nishome, Shaycha Chatfila, Kiyotu Bichl Mechaya Mason. Bein besag, wir sind mal schon kassavn, aber sie, bebikas a teure, jesch, der jesch, aber sie müssen mit meinem Sein Sibches, im Leulomit mi Yadach a Tzula ein Schom, so sie da mal nicht kümmer, a koidem a Tzula.